Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hey, Mike, did I get to everything I was going to say I was getting to today? What did I not do? Oh, so Eddie sent me a commercial last night.
You cried at the commercial I sent you?
Dude, I don't know why it hit me so hard. And Eddie didn't send it to me going, hey, this commercial is going to make you cry.
Right.
There's not really audio. There's a clip. Is there a clip? Well, it is a
Colgate
commercial. And his idea was, hey, Eddie said, I think Colgate based this character in this commercial off of you. And I went, well, let me look at this. Probably not true.
For many reasons.
But okay. But I watch it, and it's not true.
Really?
But it was such an emotional. Yeah. It's really? Such an emotional commercial.
A toothpaste commercial was emotional?
Let me tell you why. It's a mom and her son. Her son's blind. Before we talk about the commercial, Eddie, why did you think they stole it?
I mean, you've already mentioned one. The kid's blind.
Bobby's blind.
He's literally blind.
Yeah, sure. But come on, you don't base it off of someone and do it exactly like the person. You're inspired by the person. One, he's blind. Two, he's being moved to a new school, so it's his first day of school at a brand new school, and he's riding the bus.
That happened to me a lot.
Happened to you all the time.
Yeah, I had to move a lot.
He's wearing red glasses, Amy, and he's wearing a red backpack. The dude loves the color red, right?
Yeah.
What else? He looks like you. Straight up looks like you. I mean, I don't know what you look like as a kid, but I figured that's what you look like. And
I think I've seen this commercial.
So it starts like this. The mom is with the kid outside the school bus. He's blind. He has a cane and he's probably 7 or 8. And she's like, okay, I love you. And you just feel like, oh, this mom's having to send her son off for one of the first times on the school bus. And he gets on the school bus. It's called The Power of a Smile. And he's using his cane to get through the bus and he finds an open seat and sits down. And then the girl goes
next to the girl.
Hey, yeah. Hey, how's it going? And then he's like, raises up, and he's like, oh, great. I mean, I don't know why, if I was just in a place, and I'm in a good place where I'm exhausted from being gone a month, but it was a great commercial.
Yeah.
And I start to get all teary-eyed, and Caitlin's washing her face in the bathroom before bed, and I'm just trying to, like, play it cool, which I don't know why I have to play it cool. Still a part of me is like, I don't want to cry.
Well, yeah, you want to be the man.
She would, like,
oh, she told me
love
she
it
loves it when
open
I cried.
It up. Open
when
up
I
like
cried
that.
During Ted Lasso with the dad situation, I couldn't stop. And she's like, you know one of my favorite moments? When you cried at Ted Lasso. I'm like, stop saying that. I don't like that.
Wait till she finds out you cried at a Colgate commercial.
She'll never find out.
Oh, she'll find out.
So that was pretty emotional last night. What clip do you have, Ray?
It's that same one, and it's just really, it says something at the beginning, and then it's just music, and then it ends with
play a little bit, just so we can hear it.
I love you. Go have fun.
Now, this is him getting on the bus, and there are all these kids. It looks like all the seats are full. There's nowhere for him to sit. Nobody's paying attention to him.
Right.
And he's walking. He's looking at the kids. They're not paying much attention to him. And then he sees a seat that's possibly open, and he sits in it. And you're like, oh, are they going to be nice to him?
My name's Caleb. What's yours?
I'm Grace. Did you just move here?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really good.
I'm convinced they had it written as, hi, my name's Bobby, but then they're like, we can't do that, guys.
They only went up one letter. Caleb,
C. Exactly. What does that have to do with teeth?
The power of a smile, because she smiles at him.
Yeah.
Wow. Great. Good thing you saw that, because I saw it, and I'm like, I don't even...
But he can't see, how does he see a smile?
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're right.
I watched so many commercials, and I'm like, I have no idea what
this
is for.
Maybe it's his smile, then.
Yeah, I think it's his smile.
You know,
honestly, I now remember the commercial, and I remember everything that happened, but I didn't catch that it was for toothpaste, so...
Yeah, sometimes it's like, the commercial was great. What's
it about? Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there in the Super Bowl? I don't know. They just paid all these millions of dollars, and you're like, yeah, I got no idea. This will upset Lunchbox. A UPS driver is going viral after the internet says he has a really good singing voice.
Hilarious.
Which part?
Just that he's going viral.
Why is he going viral? Because he really is not very good?
No. So a Wisconsin family has been leaving a snack basket out for delivery drivers during the pandemic. One UPS guy with a singing voice that you can hear was so happy he launched into an impromptu song. It was captured on the doorbell cam. He sings about Nature Valley bars and Powerade because that's what's in the bag. Here we go. Here's him walking up to the house.
Delivery drivers, help yourselves. Thank you much. Got some trail mix with some Nature Valley in a Powerade. Thank you.
I mean,
he sang
goes,
into their doorbell cam.
Yeah, that's really
goes
good.
Viral.
That's good, though.
Here, we added a little effect and reverb on his voice. Here you go.
Thank you much. Got some trail mix with some Nature Valley in a Powerade.
That's good.
Nice.
I don't even understand how that goes viral. He sang for 2 seconds. Like, who cares?
Well, that's what going viral is about. You don't understand how it goes viral.
It just does.
Right,
it
just
like,
does. If you could understand
it,
you could actually make it happen. Yeah, it's really good.
And it's the whole thing of, like, he's a delivery driver. They had snacks out. He decided to
happened to go to that house for the first time, huh? Or did he see it last week and was like, I'm going to go back, I'm going to prepare a song, and I'm going to practice.
How
does he know what's going to be in the bag? And then also, I'm sure people do that all the time, and they just don't put it out.
Right. It's not a prepared song. He was like, well, what's this?
Then he left the homeowner at 20, hey, put this out. Let me see if I can go viral.
Okay.
To see if you can go viral is not worth the investment, because it would never happen. It's like buying a lottery ticket.
Well, that's worth the investment because you make a lot of money. Can you make a lot of money after going viral?
No.
See? So lottery ticket's better.
Okay. There's a trailer for a new documentary, The Murder of Gabby Petito, Truth, Lies, and Social Media. It's coming out Friday on Peacock.
That's quick.
Already?
Pretty quick, yeah. Will you watch it? Is it too soon?
I'm not really that interested.
I mean, I'll probably watch it. I don't know if right away because I'm watching a lot of Christmas movies. But have you seen that meme that's like, come Christmas time, girls are either, they're either slaying or slaying. Because we love watching like true crime, but we also love watching Christmas movies. So
that meme didn't hit my feed. Must not be in my algorithm.
I didn't see it either.
According to Peacock, the documentary sheds new light on the tragic story, the unanswered questions, and the shocking conclusion. Here's a trip from the trailer that came out yesterday.
The media and the internet just went crazy.
There was definitely more to this relationship than was being shown on social media.
So a body has been found in the area that they were searching for Gabby Petito.
I really don't know what justice for Gabby looks like at this point.
Everybody deserves to be found that is missing. Everyone.
So that's on Peacock. Wow. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess it depends what kind of mood I'm in.
I know.
And I'm not caught up on shows yet. I have, the finale. We're watching the finale of Succession tonight, which not done. No spoiler here because I don't know how it's spoiled. I've been trying to avoid them like crazy. And I've seen images and memes. So I know kind of what happens, but not really. But anyone else watching Succession?
How good has this season been? I haven't started the season yet.
Season is good.
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 I'm not going to say the best.
Yeah.
But still, good. A bad season of this is better than most seasons of other things. It's not a bad season.
I'm glad you're all in, because at the beginning, you took forever to get on
board. It took me
board.
Eight episodes to get into
it. I know,
it.
But mm-hmm. it is so good.
And not just me, Caitlin, too. We were like, what's happening here?
I know. I was like, what's happening with y'all? Like, it's
yeah,
good.
We're worried about you.
Well, I'm not caught up. We've got Succession. We have
Yellowstone.
I'm not caught up yet either, so don't.
We've only
there.
Watched the first two episodes of this season.
Ted Lasso.
Because we left as soon as the first season. Two episodes aired. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. You finished Ted Lasso.
I did. And loved it. Loved it.
I thought this was a weak season of Ted Lasso.
Well, see, I started the season being like, oh man, this is so weak. Like, I think I felt like the first season was so strong and such a character development that you fall in love with Ted Lasso, and I felt like all the little one-liners were like, oh, we have to come up with more, and I felt like they were forced. But man, when I finished season two, I'm like, I love it. I hope they're making more. I want more Ted Lasso.
Yeah, they're already shooting three, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, I figured.
I thought it ended. You won't get a spoiler here. I thought it ended great.
Yeah.
There were some real moments of excellence. But overall, I just never caught a storyline until late in season two. Still, again, I say that. Great show. Even season two was wonderful.
Yeah, because season one was so good.
And so unexpected.
Right.
I think that was a big part of the appeal of Ted Lasso. It was so unexpected, and you're like, wow. And until now, I've really never liked Jason Sudeikis in anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Never disliked him, but everyone was like, he's so funny. And I was like, I don't get it. He's so good in this role. And apparently, because I know people who know him, he's like a total bro in real life and nothing like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like, he's like Ray in real life.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh,
but but he's really funny, really great in that role.
Sex and the City came back. Have you started that?
No.
Stop.
Oh, it's called And joke. Just Like That.
Yeah, no. There's a Peloton thing that I don't know about, but that happens.
Yeah, I've seen the spoiler because everyone's talking about it.
Yes, and then I saw the commercial Peloton made.
Mm-hmm. And he's alive.
Yeah, but did he? Can we talk about how he died?
I don't know, though. I haven't
seen
it
they made
yet.
A commercial,
but,
so
I mean,
it's like,
I would assume.
It kind of ruins the whole.
It's all
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't talk about it?
I wouldn't talk about it. It's a huge spoiler. I mean, because it hasn't even been a week yet since it came out.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I can't talk about it, but will you tell me when we're done? Because I'm never going to watch it.
Yes, I will tell you.
Okay.
You're never going to watch it? Why? It's
a Sex and the City reboot.
Okay.
Too much TV, and I don't give a crap about that. I'm not going to go back and watch it.
Wow. Did you watch it when it first came out, any of it?
Yeah, some.
It was so good.
There were times.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
What else is on right now? I watched some Manifest, but that's been my travel show.
You still watching that?
Yeah.
That
it's like
last.
It's like it's not. It gets worse.
It lost me. It lost me after a while. So I just predict. I predict that you're going to be like me and just be like, oh, okay, this is ridiculous. I'm out. At some point.
I don't mind ridiculous. Because if it's made to be ridiculous. Like when I watch Sweet Tooth, that's ridiculous. Anybody watch Sweet Tooth on Netflix?
No.
Loved it. I'll do my favorite shows of the year tomorrow. One of them. Because it's that kid who something happens, like a pandemic, and these babies are born weird and they have like antlers and they're like part, and they can't figure it out. But he's a kid that, and they're trying to find them all and kill them all. But he's a kid who his dad escapes with him. And so you're following his journey as to not be caught.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
The 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. 97. But it's so ridiculous that you accept the ridiculousness because it's part of the show.
No, with Manifest, it's like they pitched it to the network and they were like, we love it. And they didn't think where they were going to go beyond the first pitch. And then they're just like, oh, crap, we didn't think we were going to get extended, so let's start making stuff up. That's how I felt with it.
And didn't they get extended after they got canceled because of the success on
there
Netflix?
There you go. So there was more pressure to come up with crap.
Like, I don't know, man. Just have them go stand in a room and just ad-lib. Let's see what happens. Sweet Tooth is just, it's great. Weird, but great, and an understood weird. Like, in Manifest, there's weird things that are happening. But if, like, the real-life human stuff is weird, then I'm like, I don't believe it.
Right, right.
It's like, I'll accept the fact that they were in an airplane and they went 5 years in the future.
Uh-huh.
But if the Nike check mark is backward on their shoe, I'm like, this is bull crap. No one would. That, this is totally weird. I had written this down, Amy, because I think it's an interesting Christmas gift for people. And you had brought it up to me that you can not buy a sea turtle, but you can basically adopt a sea turtle and track the sea turtle in its natural habitat as it travels to the ocean.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I saw this and thought, oh, okay, this might be something I end up doing for my son. Because I think it's really cool to follow. And then part of me was like, oh, shoot, what happens if the sea turtle dies and I freaked out. But sea turtles, they live forever. Mm-hmm. Not forever, ever, but a long time. So it could be a good gift for a kid and just something interesting for them to get into, sort of learn.
They live up to 50 years or more.
Yeah, wow. And that's a long time.
But so tell me, then how can people go and check this out?
Oh, well, I have a link.
Well, I know, but
just say you have a link. Or
read the whole link.
Just put in, I have a link.
No, I have a link. I literally just saw it, and I was like, I think I might do this for Stevenson. So I was just thinking, hold on, let me go.
But not for an adult. Like, if you got that as a present, you'd
be I think that'd be pretty cool.
It's pretty fun. You can see where it is around the world, where it's swimming.
I would probably try to go find them.
Cool. I mean, for someone that has everything, and also it helps, your money goes to help saving the sea turtles. So, like, you're a part of helping Earth.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's pretty cool. So it's my, I don't know how to say this word.
See?
Turtle.
No, it is not. It's myfahlo.com. F-A-H-L-O.com.
F-A-H-L-O.
Okay.
F-A-H-L-O.
How we say that back when I was a kid. Fahlo.
Yeah, Fahlo. So you can
follow.
Yeah.
I think it's follow, but it's just written differently. Follow. F-A-H-L-O because you follow the turtle.
And then like you go to the website and it says track my turtle and you click it. And then, yeah, you just get this journey bracelet. I don't know. It's a whole thing.
That's pretty cool. It's different.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Something different. It's interactive. The only thing is, I'm sure they handle it if something happens.
Is it expensive, though?
Sea turtle.
I don't even know how much it is.
Like $16.
For a bracelet?
For the bracelet. Mm-hmm. The journey bracelet, $16.95.
I mean, do they really?
One time or a month?
Oh, I don't. Well,
the journey bracelet, $16.95.
Yeah, hold on. Ooh, whoa. I did not know you could also get an elephant bracelet.
And track an elephant? That thing ain't moving. Yeah. You're like, well, crap. It's moved like 2 feet.
No, each bracelet comes with a wild elephant to track. What? That's cool.
I mean, they just give you the same sea turtle, right, to a bunch of people? I mean, that's what they do. You pay and then everybody
because growing up duck hunting, they put bands on the ducks and then all the ducks have to, so it's, they banned animals all the time. Oh. With different numbers on them. People.
What about when you buy a star for someone?
Okay, this is cool.
I think you can look those up. So that would be tough to have multiples on there.
All right, Here we go.
Go ahead.
They have 4 different bracelets. There's a picture, I read a review of a kid that had all 4 bracelets on. A sea turtle bracelet, an elephant bracelet, a polar bear bracelet, and a shark bracelet. And you can track all those animals. I mean, sure, you could collect it over time. Like maybe you get an elephant to track for your birthday.
I like to track Ray. I mean, that guy on the weekend, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of thinking this was a little fishy, no pun intended, but you can track a shark? They're actually putting tags on sharks?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I mean, yes, well, they tag do it for all science. Kinds of animals.
Yeah, they tag all kinds of things.
It's not for this business. This business
It's the people that work in this business. They're just wearing it and they're just walking around.
Well, that shark's at Macy's.
They're tracking the animals for other information, too. It's for conservation.
Yeah. That's funny, Amy.
Listen.
No, thanks, man.
Good job.
Thank you, Amy. It's myfahlo.com, F-A-H-L-O, though. That is a cool, pretty cool Christmas present, which we have our gift exchange on Friday morning. We will be doing it. I am buying for Morgan. I say that as a statement, but that's also a semi-question. Right, Mike?
Yeah. Okay. Man, that's lucky for Morgan.
We have a limit.
$50 limit.
Oh, sorry, Morgan. Should have got those years. We didn't have a limit.
Why?
Because you give buckets of cash.
I would give. I bring in
trips,
a straight bucket of cash.
I mean, give Ray a trip. I mean, it's... And you're going to get stuck with nothing, man. That sucks.
So, $50, but also... The extra is mystery. If you don't like the gift that you get from your person... You can pick from what I'm bringing in is a bunch of gifts. And there's no limit on these gifts.
That's what I'm talking
about.
But
there's also no men. Like,
absolutely.
It could be.
Well, there's for sure going to be a can of corn.
Air.
I am going, one of the gifts will be a can of corn. I'll tell you right now.
And can we see the boxes before we pick it?
Sure.
Or the present?
It isn't. The boxes are going to be deceiving. He might put the can of corn in a huge box.
Yeah.
You know him.
You're right.
Somebody.
Or he's going to put it in a small box and make you think, he's tricking you.
Somebody will get a can of corn if you pick it. Now, let's say that Morgan gets her gift from me and she doesn't like it. After she opens it, she can go, I choose not to have this gift. And she goes to the pile of gifts that I'm bringing in. So you'll go, and then you're stuck with that gift. And so I get to keep the gift that you guys have given up.
Oh, you get to keep all the ones that we don't want.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this. I have
because I have to fund this thing.
Oh, boy.
I've given Mike hundreds of dollars because Mike is out working on, we've talked about the gifts.
Can you give us one gift that's going to be in the...
Do any of the gifts require keys?
Yeah.
Keys?
A boat.
And a motor. An engine.
So like a...
Gasoline.
No, nothing like that. Okay. I'm not spending that kind of money. Okay. All I said was I've given Mike hundreds, not thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars to buy gifts for this contest. Okay?
Okay.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
That'll be Friday. I mean,
is there
morning.
Any chance anybody keeps their gift? Everybody's going to go for the box of gifts.
Ray better keep his. It's very specific.
Oh, I'd like to have it, whatever it is then.
Well, if I do risk it and get a can of corn, I'm chucking that thing down Music Row.
What,
I know that.
The can of corn?
Yeah.
So that's, again,
okay.
That'll be the wild card. If you don't love the gift, or you do like it, but you want to go for something that's maybe even more, I'll tell you one thing is going to be on there.
Thank you.
A $100 gift card, Visa gift card.
All right.
Okay.
Right? So you can buy whatever you want. It's double worth what you got.
Yeah.
And that one's probably going to be in a big box, right?
I don't know.
What'd you think?
I don't even know who buys for me.
Who buys for Lunchbox?
Me.
Ray?
Oh. Yep.
Well, he's going for sure going to the gift.
Yeah, going for the other. Nah, I got a feeling Bay probably does the shopping in that house, and she probably got me something good.
All right. Good? Everybody good on that?
Yeah.
Eddie was studying all night last night.
Oh, my gosh. I'm exhausted.
We need to give Eddie some acknowledgement here.
Exams, guys. Exams. I've been studying all night. Like my son, he's got exams, my 13-year-old, and he's not a good studier. And so he was cramming since Friday.
Were you a good studier?
No, I was terrible.
Genetic?
Yeah, probably. I can't remember anything. So here I am trying to help him study. And I took science and social studies and language arts. Those are the ones I could actually help him. Math? I would hurt him by helping him study that. So, I mean, I look at his organization. It's terrible. So here I am trying to fake my way through studying, and I'm being like, all right, so how are you going to remember this? And I'm trying to do different creative ways, and I have no idea, Bones. Like, so there was one, I think it was a science question that said the answer was imperial, and then the description of imperial was dark and evil and something else, and I go, ooh, that's perfect, imperial. So resemble that to Star Wars, because Star Wars
imperial
has
March,
imperial forces, yeah. You know, like, and then you look dark Vader, Darth Vader. So that's going to be your way of remembering that. And Bones, at the end of it, I had no idea what was happening. I don't know if he's going to pass these tests or what. I have no clue.
He's like Yoda. What's the?
Yeah, it was brutal, man. It was brutal, and we stayed up till 11 last night studying. So he's taking his test today. Hopefully.
Did he feel good about it?
Yes and no. Like he felt like he had studied more of the ones he'd gotten wrong, like in the past tests throughout the year. The rest of the stuff that he probably should wanted to study, he didn't even touch. So he's like, I don't know.
Does he feel like you're smart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I act smart around him because I don't act dumb.
But I mean, even when you're studying, are you like, man, I don't know, this is tough, or do you just fake it like you know it?
I say, give me a second, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then I Google it. And then I Google the
He's
answer.
Like, Dad, do you have a bladder infection?
Hold on, let me go outside real quick. I Google it, and I come back, and I'm like, all right, this is what it means, son. I thought about it.
Do you do the acronyms or the letters, like, you know, yeah, an acronym for learning?
What does that mean?
Well, like, you take the first letter, and you do, like, we were studying.
For example, Holmes, the Great Lakes, Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior.
Dang, no.
Okay, so it's so helpful.
That would have been so helpful.
Yeah, so we just did that. My daughter also has finals this week, and so we've been studying a lot. And she couldn't remember the middle colonies, so we got NNPD. And then she was like, NNPD. And then it takes her a minute, but eventually she had the test yesterday.
NNPD, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Delaware.
No, not New Hampshire. Oh. No.
What is it?
New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Delaware, NNPD.
New Hampshire's like Pluto.
Good thing I didn't throw her off on New Hampshire.
I would have said NNPD.
NNPD. And I tried to take it a step further and be like, well, how can you remember the NNPD? Like, you know, not nice, you know, police department.
Atta girl, Amy.
Wow.
Except for that's bad. Or naughty or nice people. Dang it. I don't know. Whatever. But she was not feeling that. She said, Mom, you're confusing me with other things. I can remember
NNPD. I said newly
NNPD.
Neat police department.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't mean to say it that way.
I know. We're giving you a hard time. PD does make you think of police department, though.
Exactly. I love the police. Never.
Oh, boy. Amy, we're just messing with you. Good on Amy. We're just messing with you.
What was that acronym again, though?
NNPD.
Oh.
NNPD. Yeah. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware. Boom.
Hey, parentheses. New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Yeah. She's going to see New Hampshire on there and get it wrong.
Did you know New York was New Amsterdam?
What? Uh-huh. Before?
New York was New Amsterdam.
That was their name?
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. I don't know what they did change. I guess they like it better that way.
What song is that?
They Might Be Giants.
The what?
From school or like?
New Amsterdam's name was changed to New York in honor of the Duke of New York. A successful Dutch settlement in the colony grown in the southern tip of Manhattan was.
How do you know that?
A song. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. I guess they liked it better that way.
Oh, they had a kid's record. Is that a kid's song?
I just know from They Might Be Giants.
Okay.
I don't know.
Who's They Might Be Giants?
It's a band.
The whole song goes, Istanbul, it's Constantinople. Yes, sir. Istanbul, it's Constantinople. Nothing?
Is this something you used as a tool as a child to learn, or this is an adult record?
No idea.
I think his mind just went to
I don't know. I don't know. I think I heard it as a kid, and then I would just know stuff. But when I was memorizing, on a tip too
I mean,
much,
that's what you listened to as a kid?
No.
Okay. He listened to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of classic rock radio, a lot of country.
I've just never heard of whatever you... We Are the Giants.
They might be Giants.
Okay.
I suck at memorizing. Yeah. And I had to do a lot of memorizing for this show project I just did. And so they'd give me an entire script at the beginning of it. There was like pages and I couldn't. So what I would do is I would read the script into my phone. And then I would just... Because I had to travel hour and a half one way every day at least. And so I would just put my earbuds in and listen to me say it back.
Whoa.
And that helped me. Because I don't do well just straight reading and memorizing. Mm-hmm. Sucked with a script.
Yeah.
And then they kind of realized, we should just let him do what he does. And so then they would just write it out in bullet points for me. And then I would just go and fill with my own words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's just everybody learns differently.
I know.
And my point with your son... If you were to say, read this and just memorize the words, terrible. Dancing with the Stars couldn't memorize a step, but I had to do it in different ways. I had to just write it over and over again and do muscle memory.
Yeah.
But this, I had to hear it over and over again and then just try to remember what I was saying back. Same way you do a song. Istanbul, Constantinople, you say Istanbul.
And he was studying way better with me, too, because as soon as he was like by himself, he would just space out and wouldn't even study at all. So,
Ray, do you have that from They Might Be Giants?
No.
It's called Istanbul.
I checked it. I can play it from YouTube.
Yeah, there it is. That's it?
Yeah, that's from his computer 5 feet away.
That's an awesome song.
Yeah, hit it. Do you know it, Scuba?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. This used to play on like classic rock stations and stuff.
This was on rock stations?
Yeah, like AAA stations.
Go ahead.
Comes your line. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way. So take me back to that's cool.
I'm embarrassed.
Such a fun song. And the video's great.
There you have it. What's the deal with people thinking you're Raymundo? Eddie?
Me?
And I ask this because I compare this to Brothers Osborne and Old Dominion.
Yeah.
They always think that Brothers Osborne's Old Dominion or Old Dominion's Brothers Osborne. But people always think you're Raymundo.
I'm getting tired of it.
Why?
Like I'm getting sick of it. So I was at the grocery store. This is one instance. This was all over this weekend. I was at the grocery store and somebody goes, "Yeah, Raymundo, that's what I'm talking about." And I'm like, "Yeah, cool. Good to meet you." I didn't even tell him I was Eddie. Yeah, good to meet you. Whatever, blah blah blah. And then the other day, my neighbor comes over and he's just like, "Hey, I didn't know you were part of a radio show. That's pretty cool. Apparently, my brother knows you." And I'm like, "Really? Yeah, but you go by a Raymundo or something?" And I go, No, I'm Eddie. Like, I go by Eddie." He's like, "Oh, no, he said he knows a Raymundo." I'm like, "Great. Well, that's not me. He said he was a Hispanic fella." "Yeah, I know. He's not. And I'm the Hispanic fella, and my name's Eddie." And I was so upset. And this happens all the time. And I'm like, Ray has no reason to call himself Raymundo because he's what, 0.1% Hispanic? I'm tired of it.
And Eddie, you don't think the same thing happens to me? I'm at a bar. A girl goes, "Oh my gosh, you're from the Bobby Bones Show." I'm like, "Yes, absolutely, absolutely." She goes, "Can I please take a picture?" Boom, we take a picture, and I go, "Just do me a favor. Post it on Twitter. I'd love to retweet that." So she does it. She posts it on Twitter. I see the feed or whatever, and I look for it. I do Bobby Bones Show, and then I see it. Oh, there's the picture. It says, "It was awesome seeing Eddie at the bar today." And it's me and her.
It's all your fault.
It is kind of your fault, because you're not Hispanic, and you took the name. You made the name up, Raymundo himself.
He is 1%.
No, that doesn't count.
I think he's 0.1%.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Whatever.
And I don't even know that that's true. I think you may have made that up.
It's tough to switch now, though. I have the Instagram. I have the Ray and Bay Designs. We kind of base that on Sizz and Raymundo. And then also the Twitter account. So
it's too late is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You made up your own name, and we just went with it for some
Everybody
reason.
Has made up names.
What? Yeah, but you made yourself in the middle of it. Like, one day on the air, you're just like, I'm now Raymundo.
That's right, because he was Ray for a long time.
But we, as, you know, the little idiots we are.
Okay.
We just started calling you that.
Yeah, the crazy thing with bits, though, sometimes you just have to roll with them, so that one ended up lasting like 5 years and still is.
Going. It's still going.
Tom Cruise flew 300 cakes from his favorite bakery in L.A. to London for his Mission Impossible film crew on a private jet.
Oh, my gosh.
Elvis used to do this.
Really? With what?
Elvis used to send and have, like, his favorite sandwiches brought in from places on his jet.
Peanut butter and banana?
On his taking care of business.
TCB.
TCB.
With a lightning bolt on it.
He would fly in his own food from other parts of the country.
Hmm.
But Tom Cruise flew his private jet across the Atlantic and back and delivered baked goods to his crew.
That's incredible.
He flew 300 Christmas cakes more than 5,000 miles. Hey, listen, he's got the money.
Yeah.
Good for him. But he did that for his crew. That's from Page Six. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Was the pie? What did you get, Amy? What would you get from New York all the time?
Oh, a Mama Fuku Milk Bar birthday cake. I hand-delivered that to Haiti for my son's fifth birthday.
That's like the same thing.
I mean, you're not supposed to bring...
It's not private, and she took it.
Yeah, I mean...
But it was nice.
I was on American, mm-hmm. but you aren't supposed to travel with food. So we made it happen, though.
A study shows pregame rituals help athletes play better, and they talk about LeBron James's powder toss. Are you familiar with LeBron's powder toss?
No.
He goes to the scores table, does powder, and then throws it up.
No.
Every game.
You can't even see it in your head.
No.
His son does that too now.
Brian. Really? Yeah. LeBronny?
Which is cool. So pre-show rituals or pre-anything ritual, do you have one, Amy?
For here?
For
anything?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have it for... No. I mean, no, I like to have my coffee in my mug. That makes me feel happy and secure.
No, but if our security guy doesn't say, have a good show, I'm like, well, this show's going to suck.
Yeah.
And I don't ever tell him that. I don't ever say, hey, I need you to tell me. I don't need him to hear this either, because then then the whole thing has been corrupted, you know? But if some days he'll just be like, oh, he'll meet me in the garage, walk in, open the door, and he'll just go like, all right. And I look back at him like my dog when I don't give him a treat. I'm like, aren't you forgetting? Yeah. And sometimes he forgets. And he doesn't say it, and then those are the worst shows.
Really?
Wow. Yeah,
it ends always. Up being a bad show?
Because I come in and just throw it anyway. I'm just like, well, I didn't get it, so I'm about to make this show suck.
Today he did such a good one, and I was like, oh my gosh, you're our best hype man. Like he's our morning cheerleader, reminding us to like have a great show.
And sometimes he wears a cheerleading uniform, which is a little weird.
Yeah, because he's a big guy.
The Nappuccino. Have you guys heard of the Nappuccino?
No.
I've heard about it talked about differently, but... What do you think Nappuccino means, Amy?
I think you drink like a cappuccino, but it's with a nap. So you drink the coffee, take a nap, and by the time you wake up from your short nap, the coffee has done its thing and you wake up energized.
Did you know this story?
No.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh.
The Nappuccino.
Hmm.
Experts say if you want a perfect nap, try a Nappuccino. It doesn't have to be coffee, but it can be Red Bull, whatever caffeine you like. Take it and then try to take a 20-minute nap because then the caffeine kicks in and it wakes you up. And anything over like 20 minutes is supposedly bad for you.
I mean, I've definitely heard that before. I didn't just pull that out of nowhere, but
if you pulled that out of nowhere, that'd have been awesome.
I did not see that article today. No,
that's from CNBC. There was a waitress in Arkansas who was fired, and this happened maybe last week. I didn't get to talk about it because it was gone. But a waitress was fired after a group of Good Samaritans left her a $4,000 tip, and then the restaurant manager ordered her to keep only 20% of it and split the rest.
Oh!
Crazy.
The manager can't order her.
And then
to do
they
that.
Fired her for violating the rules.
Oh, they have a rule.
And so this became a story, and people were, first of all, that'd really piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I was the one leaving the tip, or if I was the one that's supposed to get the tip.
Yeah, because.
Like, ask someone who worked in the service industry, mm-hmm. that's not cool. If they leave the tip for someone, you don't have to, you have to pay people out. If you have a bus staff, if you have bar staff that you tip out into the night, like, all that makes sense, but you don't tip them a percentage. What you do is you tip them a couple bucks, depending on how good a night you had. But there's no predetermined amount. And maybe the busser sucked. But this waitress received a $4,400 tip, only to be fired after her manager made her split it with other staffers. It came on December 6th when the waitress, it's a female, but named Ryan Brandt, and another server worked a party of more than 40 people.
Mm.
Each diner had tipped in $100. thinking it would go to the servers, but the restaurant's manager instructed her to pool with the coworkers who didn't even serve the party. So there you go. When the person who had had the party found out, he demanded the restaurant return the tip money, and then she had done it with somebody else, so they split it. She got $2,200, then called and fired her over the phone.
So Bones.
New York Post, yeah.
I'm just thinking about it. Like,
GoFundMe's raised her about $10,000 though since.
See, oh, well, then
there
she's
we
good.
Go.
What? Go ahead.
What were you going
to
say?
So the real thing is you want to get fired. And these stories,
you don't always get rewarded by a GoFundMe, and it's not always viral.
Right. And we don't know the full story here. There's obviously gaps.
No gap. Pretty crappy.
Because you just read it?
I'm going to tell you that gap's filled with crap. Yeah.
Yeah, that is crappy, but we don't know like the history of the manager and her and what's going on.
Yeah, I didn't read his Wikipedia page. True. But from what I'm reading, this sounds like bull crap.
Yeah, I agree.
What were you going
to
say?
Just doesn't it take the whole restaurant to cater to a party of 40?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. That was my question.
Well, here's what I would say, is that it definitely takes the kitchen, but the kitchen's doing their job, and the kitchen doesn't work for tips. The kitchen makes an hourly rate that's more than the wait staff. There are bussers that are probably helping, and they are supposed to be tipped out by the wait staff. So, yes, but the wait staff is who makes the tips and then tips out of their own pocket.
Because they get paid less.
If there were four waitresses, that would be split four ways. Mm. There were two, and it went from there.
Okay.
And yes, I'm sure, Amy, there are little things that we don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know a manager could say, oh, you have to share that with, because had they not gotten 4,000, they wouldn't have had to share with the rest of the staff. It's just because it was a large amount, and it was that the table of 40, they decided to be generous. And I'm sure, they wanted it to go to the servers, as we know from the article.
Time magazine has named Elon Musk its person of the year, saying he's, quote, the richest example of a massive shift in our society. A poll shows that 29% of Americans agree with the choice. They do say that only 29% of Americans agree with the choice, but that's a massive number when it comes to anybody who could be. Mm-hmm. It should be low. That over a quarter of people agree. That's what it should say. Yeah. That's a pretty significant number
that's
to agree.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not a majority, but there are probably 30 people that they had on that list. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk, how do you feel about him? Give me a word or maybe a couple words on just your general, when I say Elon Musk, your visceral, go.
Smart.
Okay, do you like him?
I think he's fun on Twitter.
Okay, do you like him?
I don't, I guess I am, I don't know that I know him well enough.
You don't know him, but do you like him?
Sure.
Eddie, do you like him?
I don't know.
I don't care either way. Yeah. I don't know him, so I don't care.
Yeah. But
what is your general feeling?
I'm a little
though?
Jealous of him.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know if that means I don't like him, but I look at him and I kind of like just, do that every time.
Oh, so.
Because he's so smart.
He's smart and he's rich.
You don't really like him.
I guess you can put me under that category.
I feel apprehensive is my word.
Oh.
Because he's one step either direction of being the greatest superhero or villain in real life.
Oh.
He could be either one. And I don't know what direction he's going right now.
So do you like him?
Yeah, I lean toward it because I think he's not a professional athlete. I mean, he made this money by thinking.
Yeah.
And that's pretty remarkable nowadays.
He's very innovative.
He didn't come from a family that let him have a job or a mom or a dad who was a senator or governor. He didn't have that. Just a brilliant guy. So for that reason, I like him. But I could see where he could turn into a huge villain.
He's kind of weird too, huh? Like just socially weird? I
mean, yes, but he has, and he admitted on Saturday Night Live, or maybe not admitted is not the word.
Asperger's.
And he's also foreign.
What, he's from another country?
Oh, yeah.
Where's
he's
he from?
He's not American?
Uh-uh.
Had
Dang,
no
I
idea.
He was from California.
No, he lived there before
he moved
to Austin.
Texas.
Elon Musk is South African.
He's South African?
What?
Crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So, not even American.
Wow.
Do you like him less?
No. He's fine.
Oh, wow.
Because he's not American?
No, I just don't know anything about him. And I hate that I feel that way about him when I like see him or read stories about him. I'm just like, ugh. I just don't like rich people.
What do you? Eddie, I feel the same way.
I just don't.
I mean, I've grown up my entire life hating people that grew up with the ability to do things because of their money.
Right.
And it's not fair because my kids are going to live a different life when I have them.
Yeah.
But you know what? Somebody wants to hate on them for that. Good for the person who's hating on them.
Yeah.
Maybe that inspires them. It's what inspired me. I was like, I hate rich people. Hate them. Can't have nothing to do with them. They have it so easy. They get to have all their meals and have all their bills paid for and go to schools. And even when I hear somebody who like had rich parents and went to Harvard or something, I'm like, yeah, that's not somebody for me. It's unfair for me to think that way, but I do. I still have that in me. I cannot get rid of it. What are you going to say?
Oh, just that Tony Stark, Iron Man, was inspired by Elon Musk. I don't know. I just was Googling something about him really quick, and that Robert Downey Jr. sat down with Elon Musk before he started filming Iron Man to learn more about him, to be like him.
I mean, he's gotten famous by being smart.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's better for people to look at Elon Musk as a hero than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady's pretty awesome.
He's pretty amazing.
I'm not gonna lie to you. He's pretty awesome. I think we're gonna wrap there. We've gone a good amount. I think tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, I want to talk about the trip that Ray won. I think Ray's kept been closed-lipped about this. You guys know Ray won a trip?
No.
Where?
To where?
Well, I said how? I said we're gonna do it tomorrow.
How? Through the company?
Ray.
Yeah.
I don't want to give this away yet, but what did the email say? And don't give exact details, but do what you can.
You won 2 plane tickets, first class, to a city to watch one of the most famous bands.
What?
And the email came from inside the company.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to...
How did I not get that?
We're going to set... We'll do that tomorrow. Pretty awesome story. I was shocked by the story, though, too. Okay?
Did the company say they were going to do this? I never saw anything.
I don't want to talk about it too much.
What is going on here?
Well, Ray is well-respected in the company.
I mean, stop.
What? You don't think he is?
Who knows Ray? Is. Who knows him in the company?
I mean, half the listeners think he's Eddie. Yeah. I mean, are you sure they're not thinking
it's him? It did say Eddie. You just want a trip. And then Ray
I mean,
Ray
let's be real. Like, reward some other people.
Well, Ray doesn't get rewarded.
Fair enough.
You do.
When? When's the last trip I got for free?
Well, when's the last one Ray got for free?
You went to Arkansas. The diamond.
Let me tell you, that was a blast.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, in the
I mean, in
house.
The murder hotel that Scuba yeah. booked me in.
That was free.
In.
All right.
No, it wasn't. I still haven't got paid back.
We're out. E5000. Let me see what this text is real quick.
Bye.
Looking at information about $1 million show, which I said the date already. What is it?
January 25th.
That's not the official announce yet.
But that is the date.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Amy.
Of the show.
Yeah, because some listeners
are. Why are you
very...
yelling at me right now?
Oh, just because.
Why are you yelling still?
I don't know. Just because it really is the 25th. Because you were, I guess the way you worded it, like this isn't the official announcement. Like,
yeah, Tuesday, January 25th is it.
Some listener, B teamers that are hardcore and wanted to buy flights, mm-hmm. were like sending me messages. They're like, he didn't say, he said it's not the official announcement. But is this the date? And I was like, I assume that's the date. It's just he's not technically announcing it
yes,
yet.
Because when I technically announce it, I've got to announce a ticket on sale date, and I'm not there yet.
Right.
We're deciding who's going to...
B-Teamer has already have booked travel.
Great. And that's why I said it unofficially.
So people could plan.
So people, if they wanted to come to the show,
right.
they can.
Yeah.
Okay. Istanbul. Constantinople. Yes, Istanbul. All right, you guys have a good day. I'm starving. I am... back on doing the fast, 16 hours, 8 on.
8. Wait, what is it? What do you do?
No, he's doing intermittent fasting.
I don't eat for 16 hours, but I can eat all I want inside of 8 hours. It just keeps me from snacking.
Right.
Is the real reason, aside for what it does for your blood and your... I'm like, if I shut it down, then I'm not up eating snacks or drinking stuff that is bad for me. So I'm starving is my point. So I'm going to go. You guys can hang out, keep doing the show if you want.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Do you guys want to keep going or do you want to shut it down for everybody?
I mean, I'm
going
to be here, but.
What are you doing up here?
I have an appointment like nearby after, so I'm just staying. Getting work done.
Classic,
here.
Right? All right.
Yeah, classic game.
Classic. I'm going to a new therapist today for the first time. I just hope he's not a listener.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, What building? I'm going to a therapy place at 1.
Mine's not at 1, so I won't see you there.
Oh, okay.
Is it the same building, though?
I don't know. There's lots of therapists in there.
And there's lots of buildings.
I want to make fun of you, Amy, but it is cool when you see some, like, a coworker outside of work. Like, you know, somewhere. Like, I saw Lunch on the Road the other day. It was crazy.
I saw Maggie Rose yesterday on the road.
That's crazy.
Huh?
Yeah, Eddie, that was funny.
I mean, I look at my rear view and Lunchbox was right behind me. And I go, what? This is crazy. Lunch. I honk at him. Lunchbox.
So fun.
We pulled over and we talked for about 5 minutes, even though we see each other every
you
single
pulled
day.
Pulled over and talked.
Yeah, we did.
Chatted up.
I would
have
just called him and, like, hey, just saw you.
Side of the road, man. I was blocked. He was on the side of the road. I was in the lane of traffic and people had to go around me.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I know what you mean, Amy. You see him at the therapy office. That's crazy.
I know. I'd be like, what are you doing here?
And then it'd be weird because you're talking to the therapist about him. Like, you can't.
Well, when you're in the therapist's waiting room and everybody knows you're there for therapy.
Yeah, I'm always looking at people and go, I wonder what's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
All right.
Nice of us.
Play that fun game.
Hey, Ray, how long has this one been?
Close to an hour.
Nice. I feel like we owe it to listeners to give them a little something extra this week.
46.
If we can. Whoa, with the post show.
46. Do you really?
Yeah.
We give them all our heart and soul all year, man.
So we should just shut it down?
Yeah. I mean,
oh,
I think
how
we,
perfect. You have therapy today, and I'm drinking out of my mug that says, okay. Feel your feelings.
Wow.
I don't do that. I feel exactly. Them in certain ways, but other ways I just... Caitlin and I played a game last night.
feel your feelings.
We're Not Strangers, Couples Edition. We've played We're Not Strangers before.
Is that a board game?
No, but it's in a box, and it's cards, and you ask questions.
Did I give that to you? I gave that to you for Christmas last year.
Feel your...
I don't think
I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't think so. Okay, anyway, we bought the Couples Edition. We played it last night. It's pretty good. That makes you feel your feelings, because you have to answer the questions.
So, like, example?
Not right now.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
Oh.
But should we play it?
Another day. Another day for sure. All right. Goodbye, friends. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.